Google tracks everything that we do with your phone, the things on your phone. It knows where you're at all times. So it can break down when is the best time to go to certain places that's not busy. Because if you're like us and you hate people and you hate lines, you want to know when the best time to go to a pharmacy is.
Yeah.
When there's not a lot of people there. So coffee shops, the busiest times, Saturday mornings.
Really?
Yeah, that's strange to me. But I guess Saturday mornings, the least busiest, Tuesday afternoons.
Okay, wait a second. I don't think so, because people sleep in around here on Saturdays. So by the time they get their coffee, it's 1 o'clock in the afternoon. The times not to go to coffee shops, at least in my neighborhood, is like as people are on their way to work. They stop and they get their coffee, and then they get on a train or a bus if they're not working from home, obviously. Mm-hmm. Even if they're working from home, they go and get their coffee at like 7 a.m. and then turn around and go back home.
I don't know. The bagel stores on Long Island, their busiest times were Saturday and Sunday mornings.
Oh, well, yeah, that's different. Everybody has bagels on the weekends in Long Island.
Mm-hmm. So that's their morning thing. So I guess they say coffee shops, if you want to go and you don't want to deal with people, Tuesday afternoon, that's when you should do that.
Yeah, but that's so stupid. I want my coffee to wake me up by Tuesday, by the afternoon. I'm already like ready for bed.
Call Jeff Bezos and fight with him about it. Number two, pharmacies, busiest on Friday afternoons, which makes sense.
Does it? Why?
Yeah, because you go, oh, crap, I need my pills, whatever. I'm going.
Oh, I was thinking condoms for the weekend.
or condoms, yeah. The least busiest days, Monday mornings.
Oh, no, I like to have sex in the morning, so that would be, that's good to know.
There's other things you can get at pharmacies than just condoms.
What else? What else do they have?
Medicine.
Really? Okay, because yeah. I usually just go get condoms.
They have medicine there, so.
And tampons.
And medicine. That's what most people get. Grocery stores, busiest on Saturdays, early afternoon on Saturday.
Okay, that makes sense, yeah.
Least busy, early Monday mornings.
Oh, really? Early Monday morning? It's a weird time to go food shopping.
Well, that's what you and I used to do, Monday mornings.
Right, because we were smart. Well, we would get off the air while people were first waking up.
Yeah, so we would hit the whatever you call it, whatever that store was.
Our Stop and Shop, yeah.
Yeah, we would hit Stop and Shop at 9:15. As soon as we got off the air, we're at Stop and Shop. All right, restaurants, the busiest, Friday nights.
Of course.
Least busy, Tuesday afternoons.
Okay, I'm not going to eat. I got a lot to do on a Tuesday afternoon, so now I got to go get coffee and then go to dinner right afterwards. Does that make any sense?
And go get condoms. And parks, the busiest on Saturday afternoons.
Well, of course.
Least busy on just typical weekday mornings. So.
Well, Saturday, you got to wake up, you got to get your bagels, got to get your coffee, you got to go food shopping. Mm-hmm. And then by the time you're done with that, then you're ready to take the kids or the dog to the park.
Yeah, so that's what Google found out after going through 9 months of data to find out what we're doing during the pandemic. So this is during the pandemic, too. So they did all the research on pandemic times. When are the best times to go during pandemic?
Okay, so if you want to socially distance, do everything you need to do on a Monday or a Tuesday.
Or, yeah, Tuesday afternoon, that's when you can go to a restaurant.
For dinner.
For dinner. Yeah, Tuesday afternoons, 4 o'clock, I'm ready for dinner.
You, me, and like all the 80-year-olds in my building will be there.